Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Justice Dazzle, and you have found 404, Sis Hat Not Found. Today's episode is going to be on dysphoria, gender dysphoria, to be precise, because that's the form of it that I have experience with. Content warnings for this episode. I'm probably going to be talking about genitals. I'm probably going to be talking about sexual contact and related. So if those are the types of things which will cause you distress or be triggering for you, please feel free to skip this episode. So, one of the reasons that it was so hard for me to realize that I was trans was that the only representation, examples, whatever, on gender dysphoria were those very, very extreme Tumblr posts and pages and those types of things, you know. Ha ha, XD going to cut off my tits. Or whatever. And because I didn't have those types of feelings to that level, it made it extremely hard for me to diagnose it, for me to recognize it, for me to accept it. And because my dysphoria was in a much more subtle way, my dysphoria was looking down at my chest when I was sick, 10 years old, 15 years old, 20 years old, 25, the whole, and not seeing a more feminine version, and being saddened and feeling a bit of depression, and not thinking anything of it, and not being able to recognize it, not being able to understand it, and just moving on, you know. And it looked like at 8 years old, 10 years old, all of those types of things. When I was younger, and my mom would let me know that we had a hair appointment where we were going to see one of her friends, the only hairdresser that we went to see while I was growing up, because that was a friend of my mom's, and she only knew one type of men's haircut, and what that looked like was really short and very masculine, and I wanted my hair to be long, and I had no say in it. It wasn't until I moved out of the house that I was able to grow my hair out, or get it cut in a way that I actually wanted it to be cut in. And the sadness and the rage when I would find out that there was a haircut coming up, and looking at my baby pictures and seeing this absolutely adorable natural fro that I had. You know, this is nothing to what it was when I was a baby, when I was 3 years old. And still being angry at my mom for cutting, and my dad for cutting that, for decades. Which makes no sense. You know, like something that at 20 years old, for example, I shouldn't be angry that my parents cut my hair at 17 years earlier. It had no bearing on my life at that time. Except it did. And what that looks like today, after over a year of therapy with a therapist who is experienced with trans people, non-binary people, gender non-conforming, LGBT people of all types, and him actually reading me what the definition of gender dysphoria is, meant that when I heard that in its entirety for the first time, I literally was like, oh, that's what it is. That's what this is that I've been feeling. Because I thought that because I wasn't to the extreme, that those posts and those memes that I had seen and had seen a lot of, that what I had wasn't gender dysphoria, and that it wasn't accurate, and that wasn't who, and that I couldn't possibly be trans. And once I heard that definition and it spoke to me, there was the possibility. And obviously, now I know that it wasn't just the possibility, but it was the actuality of my existence. But that took a lot of work from getting from that point to this. And so I have had some really really tough days and really tough moments, especially since I started transitioning. You know, I will have these thoughts that just stick in my head and yell at me and say, you're never going to be a woman. You are, you're a shitty man. You're not a real woman. You're going to always be a freak. No one's going to love you. You're going to die alone. And they're usually triggered by one thing or another. But the pain that I feel in that moment is excruciating. It's like someone took a knife and just stabbed me, and is just twisting the knife in my heart. And I have no control over it. I can't fight it back. I can't tell it's wrong, because it's not logical. I know that I'm a woman. I know that. and I have a new but wonderful relationship with a person that loves me as me and sees me as the woman that I am, not necessarily not necessarily the parts about my body that I do not like, hate, or cause me dysphoria, or a combination of all three. They see me as me. And for every person that suffers from gender dysphoria, it's in different degrees and it's for different reasons. So, as well as you do not need dysphoria in order to be trans, that is a bullshit gatekeeping argument. And I don't get behind it. And if you do, good for you, except you're killing people. That type of exclusionist behavior kills people. And if you disagree, I don't really want to hear it. If you want to have an actual conversation about it, or a discussion about it, sure. But if that's your opinion, you can pound sand, and you're not willing to realize how many people there are that may not necessarily have dysphoria, which causes them this pain, this emotional pain, but their gender identity doesn't match the sex that they were, the sex of the body they were born in. That just causes more pain. And for a group of people that has been given and handed so much pain and controversy and bigotry and violence and death for simply being the people that we are and trying to live, adding to that, it's just plain up cruel. But off my soapbox, and to get back into what I was saying, for me, there have been moments or hours or days where my dysphoria is just crippling, or it just completely decimates me in that moment. You know, and what it looks like is, even when I'm not leaving the house and I live alone, even when I'm not leaving the house that day, I'm not going to be seeing anyone. I have no plans to be getting onto a video call. I have no plans of taking a picture. It means that I need to put on a full face of makeup every day, because my head will scream at me and tell me I'm just a man masquerading as a woman, and I don't look pretty, I don't look beautiful, I just look like a man in a dress. And It will mean that there are certain days where I can't wear form-fitting clothing, especially on the lower half of my body, that I can't wear certain dresses and skirts, that I can't wear leggings, that I can't wear particular pairs of shorts, because I will look down and I will see the bulge, because I do not. I will see that and my head will scream at me that you don't look like a woman. You look like a freak and you're broken. And I just, it's my head lying to me and telling me that my identity isn't valid and telling me that I will never be the person that I am already, telling me that I will never be trans enough, telling me that I will never be good enough, telling me that I will die by myself, alone and afraid. That's my head lying to me. But that doesn't make it any less real in the moment, knowing that. Just like someone who's suffering from depression or anxiety can just tell themselves that whatever it is that they're thinking isn't real. I can't explain away, use logic, rationalize away these thoughts in the moment. You know, and what that looks like differs, and sometimes it's the exact same thought is stronger and drives me to tears, and sometimes it's weaker and I can tell myself positive things and it'll go away before it gets to be an excruciating form of pain. You know, and sometimes that's, I look down at my arms or my legs or the body hair that I have, and it causes issues, it causes this pain, and sometimes that's okay. And sometimes it's when I'm standing up and going to the bathroom, and sometimes that's okay. And sometimes it's when I'm looking in the mirror and I don't have any makeup on, or I have taken my makeup off for the day and I haven't shaved since that morning. And sometimes that's okay. And sometimes it's when I look down at my chest, which, thanks to HRT, I have had enough growth to notice. And sometimes that's not okay. Like, sometimes it gets too much, and sometimes I can get past it. And there is no rhyme or reason, there is no formula, there is no if I do this, then it'll be okay, or if I do that, then it'll be okay. That may change in the future, but at the moment, and for a while, that's it. Like, either it's weak enough that I can just move on in my thoughts, you know, move a muscle, change a thought, and sometimes it's obsessive, and it's quick and it's fast and it comes from nowhere and it's excruciating and it's like just someone went bam and stabbed me in the chest with a knife and twisted it. And what that looked like yesterday was my partner being over, and we were hanging out all day, and it was absolutely wonderful. And but I had to make sure that before they got here, I had my makeup on so that they wouldn't see me. Looking like I do without makeup on, and having the having facial hair and more masculine features that I can lessen or dull or hide. With my makeup. And hours later, being brought to tears, standing in front of them, because I washed the makeup off and my head told me, they're going to leave you. They are going to see what you really look like, and that you're really a freak and you're broken and you're never going to be okay. And no one's ever going to love you. And you're going to die alone. And everyone's going to know that you're a freak and you're broken and you'll always be broken. All in the space of an instant. And sometimes there's words that are attached to it, and sometimes it's feelings. And yesterday it was just a feeling. It was this intense wave that said those things to me. And there was no way to stop it. And there was no way to shut it down. And it just hit me. And I had no defense. And luckily I was sitting down at the time. But if I hadn't been, with how strong that hit me, I probably would have dropped to my knees or had to sit down because of just how intensely and how painfully it hit me. And I just started immediately sobbing. And I know that those things aren't true. And I know that my partner loves me, all of me. But, yeah, I had more that I wanted to say on this, this is a painful topic for me to talk about because it's a painful reality of my existence that I have to deal with. And so it's hard for me to put it into words. And it's hard for me to focus on it for too long. So I am going to cut that off now. But I just want to remind you, first, you don't need dysphoria to be trans. Whether or not you have dysphoria, you are trans enough. And that you are loved. And you are worth it. And you will get through this. And please, if you are not in a good place, reach out to someone and tell them why, and tell them how you, and tell them what help you need. Again, my name is Justice Dazzle. This has been 404, Cishet Not Found. And I really hope that this was helpful to you. And if you enjoy, please consider donating on my website, justice-dazzle.com has my Venmo and Cash App info on the bottom. And that's where you will be able to find new episodes of my podcast and any writings that I come up with after this date. I have my poetry and my reflections on there, as well as when I finally finish my book, that's where the first announcement of it'll be. Thank you, and remember to be kind. It doesn't cost you anything. Thanks.